The last thing the Obama administration needs, a rogue tweeter. Believe it or not, White House national security official Jofi Joseph fired last week because he posted hundreds of snarky tweets critical of his bosses and government policies and bosses' friends and officials and just about anybody, because it went on for years. Jim Acosta's at the White House with the very latest on this. Jim, honestly, when I read these tweets, I thought I was reading the tweets of a 15-year-old mean girl. They are outlandish. Yeah.
It sounds like something out of that movie Mean Girls or Heathers or, you know, yeah. That sort of stereotype of mean high school behavior. And honestly, sometimes Washington can behave like a high school, and this is an example of that. One thing we should point out, White House officials say that Jofi Joseph, the National Security Council Director of Nonproliferation, a pretty interesting title there, important title, he was fired immediately once his identity was revealed as the mystery man behind this Twitter handle, NatSecWonk, which, by the way, if you go on Twitter, isn't there anymore. And just to give you a sample of the mean-spiritedness that was being vented on Twitter under this handle, there was one about Ambassador Samantha Power. He took a tweet from Samantha Power and then modified it and tweeted it out himself. Ambassador Power's original tweet was about how she was wrapping up a busy day at the United Nations General Assembly and talking about the president's speech there. And NatSecWonk Jofi Joseph tweets like this are why so many soured on you. And really, that's sort of scratching the surface. That's the tip of the iceberg. There are many other mean-spirited ones about Sarah Palin and Valerie Jarrett and many other officials in the administration and outside the administration. But Jofi Joseph, once he was busted, apparently released an apology statement to Politico, and I'll read that to you. It says, "It has been a privilege to serve in this administration. I deeply regret violating the trust and confidence placed in me. What started out as an intended parody account of D.C. culture developed over time into a series of inappropriate, mean-spirited comments. I bear complete responsibility for this affair, and I sincerely apologize to everyone I insulted." But Ashley, I mean, he says it was a parody account of D.C. culture. This is what people don't like about D.C. culture, quite frankly,
I'll
that
say.
It can be sort of mean-spirited and cutthroat. So it's strange that he would apologize
parody.
In that fashion, since he was sort of contributing to it.
Yeah.
But
Jim, can I just interrupt
yeah.
you for one second?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
while he gives you that statement, I want people to know exactly what he did say. I'm a fan of Obama, but his continuing reliance and dependence upon a vacuous cipher like Valerie Jarrett concerns me. That's just one. The other one you yeah. alluded to. So when will someone do us the favor of getting rid of Sarah Palin and the rest of her white trash family? What utter yeah. useless garbage. And was Huma Abedin wearing beer goggles the night she met Anthony Weiner? You are
right.
absolutely on the money that this is what people despise about
yeah.
the culture in Washington, D.C.